king sing praises unless things are bad, right? No. It says, sing praises to God, sing praises unto our king, sing praises. It's important to not allowing the devil to rob us of our song. Look, if you would, at Psalm 96, 1 and 2. Psalm 96, 1 and 2. See, this week I just had two verses on my heart for this evening, and I tried to get away from them. I tried to make up another sermon. I kept coming back to these two simple verses, but I think it's what God would have me to share tonight. Psalm 96, verse 1 and 2. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. Again, the importance of singing. Look over to Psalm 117. Psalm 117. We're going to read the entire chapter. Psalm 117 says this. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Again, we praise the Lord. Now turn over, if you would, to Psalm 149, verse 1 through 3. Psalm 149, verse 1 through 3. Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, sing of the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvations. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. And then look over to, if you would, Ephesians chapter 5, and verse 18 through 20. Ephesians 5, verse 18 through 20. Again, these verses we've all heard, and we all know these verses. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20. And be not drunk with wine, where it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see here in these verses that the importance of singing. So that was the first verse I had for tonight. And the second verse, look at Nahum. Look at Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. And then Nahum 1, 7. We're going to tie our thing together here in a little bit. Nahum 1, 7. Of course, we know that Nahum is just one of the minor prophets. It's not because he wasn't important, but because it wasn't one of the important books. It was one of the smaller books. That's why it's called one of the minor prophets. And his name means comfort or consolation. His name means comfort or consolation. We know that in 612 that Nineveh fell. It was 100 years after Jonah had went and prophesied to them. They repented, and then they went back to their old ways, and the Lord called Nahum in to preach a message of ruin, but yet his name means comfort and consolation. And then look at Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 7. We have three short points, and they all three could come directly out of this verse. You know, my first point tonight simply is this. Nahum 1, 7, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. There, of course, you see there that the capital, that's all caps, is Lord. So that is Jehovah, the self existent one, the all powerful one. Says the Lord is good, and then the word good it means just good. He's good. The Lord is good. In our lives, let's don't forget that the Lord is good. If you hold place to Nahum, look over to the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi 3, 6, the Lord is good. Book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Again, tonight is nothing new. It's just what was upon my heart. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord. We see here that he's immutable, he's not changing. For I am the Lord, I change not, therefore sons of Jacob are not consumed. Tonight my thoughts are simply is this, that the Lord is good no matter what goes on around us. In the good days, he's good, and in the bad days, he's good. He is always good. I'm afraid it's too many times in today's world that we allow the devil to forget the goodness of God. Tonight, I want us to stop and think tonight about how good God is. I'm so thankful that God loved us so very much. He sent his son Jesus Christ to come and die on this earth to be our savior. I'm thankful for his goodness. I'm thankful that his goodness does not change. His thoughts toward us are always good. There's a lot of folks I've talked to the last 2 weeks. They're doubting the goodness of God. I said, the situations of life don't determine God's goodness. I said, God is good, and he does not change. So now I want to look at a few verses about his goodness. If you look over to Psalm 34:8, number one, we see that the Lord is good. We see his goodness does not change. Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth him. It's important for us to stop and taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. Now look at Psalm 100, verse 5. Psalm 100, verse 5 says this. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And then look at Psalm 145, verse 9. Again, the Lord is good. Psalm 145, verse 9. His goodness does not change. Psalm 145, 9. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The Lord is good to all. The Lord is good. Now turn over to Romans 8:28. Make sure you follow along close. Make sure I read this right. Romans 8:28. And we know that most things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Is that what the verse says? No. And we know that a few things work. No. All. We know that all things work together for good. Our good God, his thoughts toward us are good. All that happens in our lives can be used for our good. In our lives tonight, let's just stop and think. Let's don't allow the devil to rob us of our song. You know, there's a song, if I've been thinking, I probably had Jordan to sing it, but that's what I'll sing it for you. See? Now, the only good thing about my singing is I don't stutter when I sing. That's the only good thing about my stuttering. But so Psalm 48, 1 and 2. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. In the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is good. In my life, no matter what goes on in my life, if everything is going good, I can sing, great is the Lord. I can sing that song. If it's all going good, I can sing. And it's easy to sing it in the good times of life. But when things get rough, you know, people have betrayed you, or this happened in your life, you get a phone call, whatever it's been, then it's kind of, great is the Lord. Amen. We allow the devil to rob us of our song. Folks, in today's world, let's don't, in our eyes, it's bad, but because we're a spoiled nation. Yep. Things aren't that bad. They aren't great, but because we're a spoiled nation, we've allowed, when this bump in the road has come into our lives, we've allowed the devil to rob us of our song. There are folks I know of that have not left their house since March. One called me the other day. They said, "What do I do?" Trust God.
Amen.
Get up. Go on. I said, I used to verse. There's a verse in Proverbs said, "A prudent man foreseeth the danger, hides himself from it." I said, "Let's don't be paranoid, but let's be prudent. Let's listen to wise counsel. Let's see what we ought to do. Let's do the best we can do. But just stop and trust the Lord. In our lives tonight, my first point simply is this: that the Lord is good, and if the devil can make me doubt the goodness of God, and then he'll rob me of my song. And we need a song, and we need to remember that God is good. So to point number one, the Lord is good. Let's not forget that. The second point, back to the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum 1:7. Our second point comes again right out of Nahum. Verse 7, first point was the Lord is good. The second one is this. The Lord is good. Point number two, a stronghold in the day of trouble. Folks, let's don't forget where to go when hard times come. In our lives, turn if you would over to Job 5:7. Back over to Job, verse 5:7. Hard times will come in our lives. Job 5:7. Esther, then Job. Job 5:7 says this: "Yet a man is born unto trouble as sparks fly upward." In the life of Job, he knew that hard times would come. Look at Job 14:1. Job 14:1. Again, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. Psalm 73, 1 and 2. Psalm 73, verse 1 and 2. Hard times will come. We can expect it. Don't look forward to it, but hard times will come. Psalm chapter 73, verse 1 and 2 says this: "Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps were not..." We see in the first one that he knew God was good. But in number two, he knew there that he was in a hard place. Folks, there are sometimes in our lives that we just come to a place where we know that God's good, but we get in a hard place and we forget that God's good. Amen. So where do I run to? I run into my high tower. In today's world, many times I know that when I get discouraged, I get quiet, I get grumpy, don't talk much, and I just get, I kind of go inward. And that's not a good place to go. There are times, the other day I wasn't discouraged, but I just kind of aggravated, I guess. And so I went out to eat. And I ate. I stopped on the way home, got a half gallon of ice cream, went home and ate most half gallon of ice cream. I run, but we all run somewhere. Where do we run? If I know the Lord is good, and I know that it seemed like that my steps are nigh gone, then I can go. I go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need your help." Now, look at Job 23:10. Back to Job 23:10. See, it's nothing we don't know. Job 23:10. And that's the wrong verse. Oh, well. It's still a good verse, so I'll go ahead and read it. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Number one, the Lord is good. Number two, he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. When hard times come, don't forget where to run, and we'll come forth as gold. And then back to Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum 1:7. So with point number one, the Lord is good. Point number two, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And then third point, and he knoweth them that trust in him. The word knoweth means know intimately, to know by experience, to know and understand. The Lord knows us. He knows our frame. He knows we're but dust. He knows us more than we know ourselves. Amen. He knows our beginning. He knows our end. and he cares for. Look at John 15, 13. John 15, 13. John 15, 13. Now, I think I know my wife. Some days I do. John 15, 13. But the Lord knows me. John 15, 13. Greater love hath no man than this, a man laid down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. He knoweth me. He knoweth me. I'm his friend. I've known my wife now for 40-some years, and I know her, but I don't know her completely. Like I heard an old preacher say one time about his wife that he knows her like a book. He just can't tell what page she's on sometimes. But God knows us. He always knows what page I'm on. Amen. Amen. He knows my thoughts. He knows my intents. God knows me. The God that knows me has provided a strong tower for me to run into. The God that knows me has let me know that he's good. When hard times come tonight, let's don't allow the devil to rob us of our song. Let's sing. I love to sing. I know I can't sing. I know that. That's not a secret. But I love to sing. Amen. But sometimes we get discouraged. Don't feel like singing. I found if I sing anyway, I feel a whole lot better when it's all over. Because there's something about singing the Lord in praise. So number one, take time to sing for the Lord. Number two, just know that he's good. Don't forget he's good. And trust God.
Amen.
Job is a prime example. He said, though he slay me, I'll trust him. Yeah, amen. Job gave God complete control of everything. He said, though he slay me, I'll trust him. So number one, God is good. Let's don't forget that. Number two, he's our stronghold. Let's don't forget where to run in the time of trials and heartaches. Run to him first, not last. And know that God knows us personally. He knows what I'm thinking. So I might as well admit to him, Lord, I'm discouraged. Lord, I'm distraught. Lord, I don't know what's happening here. Lord, I need your help.
Amen.
God's not surprised. He knows us. Yep. Folks, in our lives tonight, we're still a blessed nation. We're still a blessed people. We're a blessed church. God has been abundantly good to us. We still have it far better than the church in Acts did. We have it far better than the Old Testament Christian, the New Testament. We're still blessed of God.
Amen.
Let's don't allow a side distraction to get our eyes off of him and on the affairs of this world. So tonight simply is this. I encourage you, sing. If you can't sing, sing anyway.
Amen.
Just enjoy the Lord. Don't allow the devil to make us think God's not good.
Amen.
That God has forgot. Don't allow the devil to think there's nowhere else to run, nowhere else to turn. And above all, let's not turn to the ice cream. It's bad in the long run anyway. But just don't trust the ice cream, the big meal, whatever we do to escape life sometimes. Let's turn to him first.
Amen.
And let's know that God knows me personally. Even as I preach tonight, God knows my thoughts, my intents before I ever think them. So what do I hide from him? Let's be honest with God tonight and say, God, I'm sorry. I've been discouraged. I've been distraught. And tonight, if you're not discouraged and distraught, praise God. Say, Lord, thank you that I've got the victory so far, Lord. And be careful. Because sometimes when we think we've arrived, we find out we get hit upside the head, and we're down for the count. Let me give you real quick. One last illustration. Through life, we walk with the Lord. The more we walk with him, the more we know him. The more we know him, the more we love him. But sometimes in life, things happen, and something just kind of pulls us apart temporarily. And before long, we've lost the joy. we've lost the song. We've lost the spring in our step, they used to say. And we just kind of go along. And we just continue to go. And it's not the joy it used to be. You'll sing with me? Put you on the spot. Sing with me. Let's sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. When we sing, it draws us closer. It affects those around us. I never asked anybody to sing, but y'all start singing. You know why? When I sing about the Lord to him, it draws me closer to him. It encourages me, encourages those around me. Don't allow the Lord to rob us of our song. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, I do thank you, Lord, for the day.